Among the approved amendments is the addition of nearly $5 million to the transit system budget, but it's nowhere near the $14 million needed to fully restore services for 2026. Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson authored the measure. She said hundreds attended the annual public hearing to support restoring funding to transit cuts in the original recommended budget.
Whether it's not being able to make it to their doctor's appointment, not being able to go visit their friends and feeling isolated, maybe perhaps feeling unsafe, getting to and from school every day. And hearing those stories, you can't not want to do something.
MCTS has until December to present bus routes and other service changes to the board. Steph Conquest-Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.